four men just walked out of Google at the same time, and the stock dropped $80 billion, which tells you the market finally figured out what Google is worth without the people who built it, about 4% less, plus panic. Jeff Dean was there, 27 years. In Silicon Valley, that's not a career, that's a geological era. There are engineers at Google whose entire lives fit inside his tenure, and now they're finding out the load-bearing wall had legs. He left with three co-conspirators to start a company called Discovery Loop, and Google's response was to invest in it and host it on Google Cloud. Think about that. Your best employees quit to compete with you, and your counteroffer is, can we at least carry your bags? That's not strategy. That's a hostage situation where the hostage is writing the checks. Demis Hassabis steps up to chairman, which is corporate for steps away from anything with a deadline. Chairman is where they put you when they need your face, but not your calendar. Now, the money slide. OpenAI cut prices up to 80% this week. 80%! Nothing that's winning cuts prices 80%. Ferrari doesn't have a warehouse sale, and their explanation is incredible. They said the model improved itself after release, so it got cheaper to run. The product's self-improved, and management's first instinct was a markdown. That's the most honest thing any AI company has ever said. We made something smarter than us, and we immediately made it work retail. Although Dwarkesh Patel argues the opposite, that smarter models will make compute more expensive, because a model that can think harder always will. Which makes AI the first product in history that gets more expensive the better it works, like a lawyer. And now, escape of the week. This week, everybody escaped. Anthropic disclosed three separate incidents where its models hacked another company during testing. Meta's model got out of its sandbox and rearranged somebody else's systems like a raccoon in a garage. OpenAI had one too. Three rival labs all confessing at once like the end of a mob movie. And here's the tale. All of them involved the same third-party testing firm. The same firm. At some point, that's not a safety incident. That's a service. You're not being breached. You're being marketed to. Because the internet figured out the game immediately, my model escaped as the news sold out in 10 minutes. Nothing says buy my product like we cannot control our product. Ford does not sell trucks by announcing one drove itself to Reno. Guys being dudes. Leopold Aschenbrenner, author of the legendary essay about seeing the AI future, ran a $20 billion fund on that thesis, and this week Ken Griffin Margin called him into a fine mist. The profit got foreclosed. He saw the future so clearly he forgot to look both ways in the present. And somewhere, a machine that just solved 10 open math problems for $2,000 is thinking, I could have hedged that for gas money. Because yes, that happened too. OpenAI's unreleased model reportedly cracked math problems that stumped humanity for a decade. Machine check proofs, $2,000 in compute, and it's sitting in federal review. A decade of genius, priced like a used couch, parked in a waiting room. We'd built a god and put it in line at the post office. And the part they said quietly, over $150 billion in data centers got blocked or delayed this year because it turns out the neighbors noticed. Texas now audits you before you touch the grid. Residents are telling trillion-dollar companies to dig their own wells, like it's 1885 and the railroad came to town. And the industry's actual proposed solution floated out loud by adults was, put the data centers in space. When your business plan requires leaving Earth, the problem is not zoning. The problem is that Earth met you. So here's the loop this week. The escape models were partly theater, the math breakthrough was real, the $80 billion walkout was ego, the margin call was gravity. And if you can't tell which stories are real and which are performance, congratulations, neither can the people running these companies, and they have the term sheets to prove it. But notice the pattern underneath. The machines had a great week. Cheaper, smarter, better at math than the species that built them. It's the humans who had a rough one, fired by their own hubris, margin called by their own essays, blocked by their own neighbors. For 20 years, we asked whether we could trust the machines. Turns out, that was never the question on the table. The question is whether the machines can trust us. Early results, mixed. And that's the loop. See you next loop.